I think what Rabbi is saying is very good. So shiftach of itself mirmah. It means that in terms of your actualization and your implementation of your inner world, say you live in mirmah. And in mirmah, because of that state of mirmah, they anodasos. So they were so that that from Yiddiyas Hashem. So the Navi's pointing out another thing, that it's Ma'akev Yiddiyas Hashem. It's Ma'akev Yiddiyas Hashem. That being involved, that being in that world where your emotions are acting in a way that it's not in line with reality of the Tzelem Elokim Chochmas Hashem, and insofar as you're acting that way towards your fellow man, towards your chaver, that is itself prevents the person from Das Hashem. That's what it means. Ben Mirmo man and Das Hashem. So it fits in very well, actually. Because right. Otherwise, what's Mirmo man? I mean, trickery to try not to know God. I mean, you can't do that. How can a person do that? Right. But that's what it means. Of course, of the Mirmo, of course, of the state of Mirmo. So that's why man and Das Hashem. The state prevented them.
What about
the end of the Haftarah? The end of the Haftarah. That's the hardest part. You see, I mean, where do we see that Ani Hashem Osa Chesed Mishpat Estoka Baretz? I mean, we have to see this. Where do we see it? Where does a person see that? I mean, a person doesn't see that. Because you can't look at people's lives and say that this person was a tzaddik, so he lived to be 100, and this person was a rasha, so he died immediately at 20. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. I mean, it doesn't work that way. So there is no... that's what Chazal say, that Boni Chaim is only love b'schus etayim also. Two great Amarayim. Both of them, I don't know, the great ones is when they were mispal for Geshem, so Matsui Hayasi Mitra of Hayasi Mitra. But one of them died young, one of them died old. So you can't see. There's, that you can never see. That is hidden from the mind of man. And there's no way that a person could. So where does a person see Ani Hashem Osa Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Baretz? Where does he see it? How is he supposed to know that?
Are you talking on a personal, like individual level, or as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned?
As far as Klal Yisrael is concerned. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You mean as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned. So where do you see that?
The existence of Klal Yisrael.
The existence of Klal Yisrael.
It sounds like it's a universal world.
Baretz, that's true. Baretz is all over, among all nations. It's a tough pasuk. It's a very tough pasuk. I mean, the Rambam is very nice. What the Rambam says, that he's saying that you have to have that yedia too. But how you get that yedia, that the Rambam doesn't help us too much on it, if I'm not mistaken. The end of the Rambam. I don't think he doesn't really go into it. But it is definitely a question. I mean, how do you know it? I mean, you have to have some source. Where do you see it? I mean, you don't see. I mean, you say that. You see, some tzaddikim had the most horrible, like the Ramban says, Rabbi Akiva. I mean, the most horrible end. I mean, and other things. You see, people have all kinds of Rabbi Yechanan did not have a very good end to his life. I mean, he went crazy. He lost his mind. Was Abon Nichtasu Lepardes? Who was it? Was I think Daita Maturafala? He went. He lost his mental stability. So, I mean, what?
Ben Azai
and Ben Zoma.
Rabbi Akiva
and Acher. Yeah, so one of them, I forget who it was. It was a...
One committed suicide, one went crazy.
I think one of them, Rabbi Akiva Nechal Shalom, yes, Shalom, right?
Yeah.
And one of Acher became an apicaris.
I think one committed suicide and one went crazy.
One committed suicide and one went crazy, is this? I don't know. Okay, I remember one went crazy, it says. That I remember. So the thing is, you know, he didn't commit suicide. He died.
He died.
He died. He died. He died because the vision was too powerful for him. He couldn't take it. And the other one went crazy. Right. So you see that big tzaddik. I mean, what kind of an end is that for a big tzaddik? But so you can't go by that. You can't say that you just see God's mishpat by judging individuals and their fate. Just doesn't work that way. Just doesn't work that way. The only thing that you see is that you see it in a tzaddik in this sense, that you see individuals that are able to have the greatest lives because of the fact that God gave the Torah. That you see. And because God gave the Torah, so certain individuals were able to have lives that were, if you think into the type of life they have, you know they had the greatest possible enjoyment in life because of the enjoyment of Chachma that was constant with them. So there you see Chesed Hashem. There you see Chesed Hashem. I think in Avar Rabba you have an expression like that. So there, that's really Avar Rabba. Avar Rabba is saying you see the Chesed Hashem from Matan Torah. I mean, that's what Avar Rabba is saying, basically. Right? I mean, the other Neschos, the Rambam's Nusach, I think, has expressed it even more. The Chesed Hashem in Matan Torah. So you see Chesed Hashem. So once you see Chesed, so you'll say to me, but say see Chesed Hashem, but in other cases you don't see it. It's only one instance. Only one instance of Chesed Hashem. But the answer is that once you see an instance of Chesed Hashem, you know that he's Oev Chesed. You can't say that he's Oev Chesed in one instance. That doesn't make any sense. So once you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Oev Chesed, you know that that is the underlying truth. We don't see it in other places. That's our fault. That's our deficiency.
Why can't you just say, how do you know which one to pick and say that's the universal?
Because your mind knows that this is, your mind can know what when a thing is true. So you know that this is Chesed Hashem, that this individual, that the Rambam, who had the ability, I mean, it's true, he had a hard life, but in terms of his overall enjoyment in life, or the Von Ligoyen, I mean, that they had unbelievable lives, Chazal, because of the fact that they had Torah, and the Torah was given to them by God. So that shows you clearly Chesed Hashem. See, that God is concerned for Bnei Adam, and he's mated to Bnei Adam.
No, but like when you study, let's say, like the Korban. So
one second, we're going to get the Korban. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, like when you study other particulars, and let's say, right. Like, there's
it's not justice. It's not justice.
So why don't you say that's really the universal? And I, you see certain cases of Hesed.
That's not possible.
It's really not.
That's not possible. That's not possible.
That can't be that
one. That's not logical. You can't say that. You can't say, it wouldn't be logical. Let me see if I give you just in a regular instance. I mean, see, by a person, you could say, because he's capricious. You say, you see a father that's good to a child. So the child knows, so if he's good to the child, they see that his motivation is to help the child. He can't, in other cases, doesn't look like he's being good. So he must say, he must have a reason for what he's doing. Unless he's just a person that has psychological quirk or something. But when it comes to God, you can't say such a thing. So once you see Chesed, you must say that he is Kulo Chesed. And because our minds are deficient, so we can't really understand it. We can't understand what we see. Why tzaddikim, like the Ramban says in the Shaar HaGemara, why certain tzaddikim have an untoward fate, I mean a sad fate. So...
Is Chesed in terms of the physical world, or is that what you're referring to?
Well, Chesed is in terms of the Nivra. That the Nivra, that God creates something for the Nivra in order that the Nivra should be able to live according to his design. That's Chesed.
I'm saying, but even though a person has certain difficulties, I mean, that's only one aspect of the person's existence.
So therefore?
No, you bring it right from Rabbi Akiva himself. I mean,
yeah.
The fact that he was able, I mean, in his end, it didn't really affect him, you know, other than the fact that he was killed. But in terms of the horrible end that he had, he was on such a level that you could see by from that how great a life he had.
That's true. But the Ramban doesn't like the answer that. Ramban doesn't like to say that he was so great that Yotzei Neshmaso Be'echad, so that's why it was an appropriate death for him. Ramban doesn't buy that. Because Ramban said that he didn't deserve it. And you can't talk it away. You can't just say, you know.
I'm not saying that in terms of you want to see the Chesed Hashem in terms of how it was granted to these tzaddikim, right? And then the Chesed is based upon the fact that he was able to have such enjoyment in life through.
No, that's true. The enjoyment that he had in life is true, but the end of his life was not according to our mind just.
No, you're right. Not just, but I'm saying you could see the riot is that from the end of his life. The way it happened,
yes,
that he had such an enjoyable life.
No,
but this
doesn't make sense. Right? I hear what you're saying. You're saying that from the end, you can see that the kind of life he lived.
Right.
No, that's true. But I think that's what I think really the Navi's saying. That. What does it mean? I mean, does it mean that man can understand? Let's take the Rambam. That man can understand God's justice? The Rambam says, if you understood God, you'd be God. It's not possible. Because you're a created being and you're created intellect. And it's impossible for the created intellect to understand the essential intellect. It's not possible. So what does it mean? Haskel v'yadeo osi ki anir Hashem osa chesed mishpat zdaqa ba'aretz kivelo chafasim Hashem means that it's true you can't understand God's justice, but you can see that He loves justice. And once you see that He loves justice, so then you have to. Then you can't say in other instances He doesn't. He's not like a human being where you could say a father may be good to a child in one instance because he feels good, and then he smacks him in another instance because he's angry and he's disturbed. So he's not really always looking out for the welfare of the child. But you can say that with regard to a human being because a human being is capricious. But with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say such a thing. So once you see an expression of chesed, you must say that is His will. That is His will. His will is chesed, and it's always chesed. He's concerned about his creations, his creatures, and He always is concerned about them. Aye, there are things that we don't understand, but we must attribute those things to Ram says to our own shortcoming. So really, that is really the introduction. That's why I think that's the introduction to the Kinnis.
Where's the Mishpat?
What?
Where's the Mishpat?
Oh, where's Mishpat?
Yeah.
Would you have a separate raya for each one of those midos?
You mean what you want? Yes, what's the Chesed, Mishpat, and Zaga? I mean, that's what you're going to get to anyways, right? Okay, so Mishpat means justice, means it would be not just for God to make a creature and that this creature would not be able to live and fulfill its potential. That would not be just. Okay? So you say, why is it, what is chesed? And what is tzedakah? All right.
Is where he helps him overcome when he's not on the right path and reaching that potential.
I mean, racham, that's racham. Chesed is racham.
Yeah,
racham, that even though he goes beyond justice, that even though many times it's just that when a person fails that he shouldn't continue, so he goes beyond that. That's chesed. That's correct. That's like Bada Marisha. And tzedakah. How does God do tzedakah? That's a good question. How does God do tzedakah?
doesn't like you see created like all the creatures with like they can get food and they can protect themselves and they're created in such a way they can all.
Yeah, but that would be justice, wouldn't it? Mishpat.
Why isn't that stuck?
Why isn't that mishpat? We said mishpat is to wouldn't be just to make a creature and the creature can't exist according to the way he's created or it is created. I mean, what is stucker really? What is stucker in general? The term stucker. What's the difference in mishpat and stucker? So we one time said that, because that's what it says, Kiyidat v'mana sheitzav v'zmanav v'zbnei v'esol achrav lasa sdaka on mishpat. Lasa sdaka on mishpat. So mishpat is justice. That means that Avraham Avinu would not do an injustice to another person. Tzedakah means where it's not unjust if a person is in dire straits. And I don't help him. It's not, I wasn't unjust. But, so why do I have to help him? Because it's not a human injustice. It's just that this individual, due to natural means, finds himself or herself in a situation where they're lacking something that they deserve as a human being. So then that's the halacha of tzedakah, supplying the individual with the tzedakah. Okay? But that's tzedakah for man. That's why when we get tzedakah, we say, it's not my fault. I mean, I had nothing to do with it. It's not a matter of injustice. But there's a universal line where a person falls below that line of need, they're not living in accordance with the way they should be living as human beings. And tzedakah demands that you take up from there and then you go and help them, monetarily, physically, whatever way. Okay? That's what tzedakah means for man. That's what tzedakah is. That's the difference between tzedakah and mishpat for man. And chesed is beyond that. Chesed is where it's not something that the person is lacking, a person can do, but I want to help them and I make it easier for them. So that's chesed. But the question is, what does it mean when we say God does tzedakah? It would seem that the reason why we have to do tzedakah is because of the situation which God created, which we find that God created. So what do we see? What does it mean when we say God does tzedakah? How does God do tzedakah?
Maybe when God sustains a poor person in that situation, that would be mishpat. You'd say it's mishpat, and that would be tzedakah v'shem. Because he's the one who caused the situation?
I mean, it would seem that the reason why, I mean, you mean because the individual caused it. That's what you're saying. You're saying the individual caused it and God sustains him. That's what you're saying?
I'm asking, if God sustains a poor person.
Right.
So, you're asking a question like, that's not tzedakah. When I sustain a poor person, that's tzedakah. But when God does it, you're saying that shouldn't be called tzedakah, it should be called mishpat?
When God sustains, well, where do you see that God sustains the poor person? I mean, God sustains everyone. So, I mean,
right, that's exactly.
Yeah, I mean, but that's not tzedakah. That's not tzedakah to be a person is sustained in poverty. That's not tzedakah, so they don't have to give tzedakah. So he's being sustained. Sustained is not tzedakah. Tzedakah is where you sustain him in a certain way that he's not in need. So I mean, so what does it mean when it says God does tzedakah? I mean, God does mishpat. God does chesed. What does it mean God does tzedakah?
Tzedakah is not due to the person's own merit or sins. And mishpat is in line with the person's actions.
And chesed?
Tzedakah would be where it's devoid of whether or not there's any difference.
But where's an instance of God doing tzedakah? Where do you see God doing tzedakah?
Sifek Tzarkin
Midbar.
It's the math that he did it.
How about by Chava? You see, when Adam Tan said it was Kofrei Tov.
Right.
So Kofrei Tov means that it's really that's really a chesed. That's really a. Yeah.
You mean there are instances?
Yeah. He didn't have to give Adam Chava.
It would sound like some, more you describe it.
That's chesed. That's chesed.
You know, when the mish.
I mean, it would seem that mishpat really should be everything. This mishpat means that it wouldn't be fair to make a creature that can't live according to the way it was intended to live. So that's mishpat. So where does Zark come in?
About what you were saying before, that if, like the person uses his own bechira to go against what's his best interest. So it's not mishpat to put him back in the correct situation. That's stuff that he's doing him. Stuff. I mean, the person really ruined his own situation. So mishpat. I mean, he put him in the right situation to exist correctly. It's not mishpat anymore.
And that's stucka.
Well, you could create a species which is generally able to take care of its needs, and then you'd have particulars where it doesn't work out. So it's stucka taking care of those particulars.
So.
I would just say that was last day of the
So mishpat we understand. Chesed and tzedakah. Same amount of tzedakah with chesed.
Mishpat is getting where he gets what he's supposed to get. Tzedakah is getting where he doesn't deserve it. And chesed is over and above that.
Yeah. Chesed is over and above that. I mean, we say same amount of tzedakah with chesed Rosh Hashanah. And me, I think we're saying is right. In other words, that tzedakah is where the person forfeits his own good. He forfeits his own good. If the person forfeits his own good, and then God,
and he doesn't deserve it,
and he doesn't deserve anything anymore, so that is tzedakah. And chesed is where the person receives things beyond that which they need to satisfy, what like Taisva says, Bar nefeshes rabba sechesronan al kol mashabara. That a person could have been just supplied with food, enjoyable food, bread, meat, I mean, basic vegetables. But God created things which are enjoyable to the palate, that a person has a special enjoyment, like what did Chazal say when they came to the place, they ate the Peres Genusa. So they gorged themselves on the Peres Genusa. And why does everyone want to be ate so much that a fly slipped off his... So Peres Genusa. So God didn't have to make such a thing of Peres Genusa. So that's Chesed. Chesed is beyond. Chesed is beyond. So Mishpat is the way the person was. That's why I say man is tzedakah v'chesed v'oshiyanu, because kein banu masim. So if we had masim, would be Mishpat. But ain banu masim. So what we ask for is tzedakah v'chesed. So tzedakah is where we forfeit the good. And chesed is where we get beyond that which is necessary. Okay. But, what?
The pasuk order
isn't good. Also chesed mishpat is tzedakah v'aretz?
Well, chesed and tzedakah should go together.
All right, if that's the only thing we don't understand, it's not bad. Okay. So, yeah. So why is this really the forerunner of the kinnis? Why is this the forerunner of the kinnis? So, I was looking at the one of the kinnis of Ad Adlev Shemayim. Adchuk Shemayim, I'm sorry. Ad Adchuk Shemayim. That's on page 162. So, he says, I would soar to the sphere of the heavens. Allah iti Shemayim. Or Ala Iti Shamayim. What does Ala, the word Ala Iti Shamayim, what does the word Ala mean? It doesn't mean I'll go up, because that's an ayin. Ala means to Bechi, Elitzion V'Yorel, Elitzion. Eliva means Bechi. So Ala Iti Shamayim, I'll make the heavens cry with me. I'll curse the day that I was destroyed twice. So I would lament, who would give me water? Evchan olel milel, avchin bifchi leel midbar. Evchan olel milel midbar bimidbar. Vake iti olas midbar. A god of anoshu kenog of zayis. Read all these things. I mean, English is, it's easy to get it from the English because Russian is very hard to, for us, I mean, to have meaning. But it's always, I would contemplate the crying of that night in the wilderness. I would differentiate between night and day, between wilderness and wilderness. I would inspire all who emerge in the wilderness to cry with me as I would roar. Would that I were once again in the wilderness of Sinai. The whole thing, Egori to Kol Bnei Bayis. It's constantly crying. Egrom Sheoma Balabayis. Ad ve b'chol lev l'ham siyehu. So Advet Ada Milin Bum Lansiel, Eda Gaye Rov Lansiel, Afcha the Sapcha Kofan Milai, Ega Pon the Fun of Sana Samolai. So the whole thing is the whole Umlulu Mazolos Bekori Meili. So he emphasizes the fact that he's constantly crying. She had tears streams forth. I mean, the whole thing, the whole ches. Adat Chuk Shamayim is talking about a cry that is a kind of a cry that is the deepest cry that a person can that a person can experience. So, what does it mean? It means so. What is the what's the concept? I mean, to just cry and cry and get the Shamayim. There's a Shamayim. I'll get the Shamayim to cry and. Everyone will get everyone to cry. I mean, what is the purpose of the crying? I mean, what is it? So what good is that? I mean, what are you accomplishing with that? But I think what it means is that what?
A certain reality.
But what it means is like this. What it means is that the deepest cry for man means that there is absolutely no answer. That's what it means. The deepest cry means there is absolutely no answer. So, in his mind, insofar as he knows, there is no way out. It's gone. That's what it means. It's a complete dead end, and there's no way out. And it's the worst possible thing, and everything's gone. So the tragedy is beyond description, and the only natural response is a cry, which is an endless cry. So, but what does that? So what's the purpose of that? So, but it means that the person knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oev Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Ba'aretz Kivei L'Chafatzti. But that we, and because of our limitation, we can't see that Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah. We can see that it's there. We can know that it's there, but we can't know in individual instances. In individual instances, the cry is endless. The cry is endless. So the person has to go with the way he sees things because he's a human being. But the greatness of Klal Yisrael is, in spite of, see, they don't fool themselves into say that, no, it'll be okay because we have Avtochas Hashem, it'll be okay. If that were the case, you wouldn't have a Tisha B'Av. No, we know we the tragedy is impossible to bear, impossible to comprehend, impossible to tolerate, and it's endless. And we'd make the Shemayim cry, which means the whole of reality would cry. So, but nevertheless, it's based on the pasuk, of Kani Hashem Oev Chesed Osa Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Ba'aretz Ki Be'ela Chafatzim Nom Hashem. Because we have that yediyah from Nevuah that there is a chesed, there is mishpat, and there is tzedakah. And in spite of the fact that we cry endlessly, which we're enjoined to do because we have to follow our minds, but another part of our mind knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oev Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Ba'aretz. So that's really the way we deal with a tragedy. See, people deal with a tragedy. The way they do it is they try to talk it away, it'll be okay. Or else they say it won't be okay and it's horrible and it's all over and that's it. We have a very different manner. It's all over, but that's according to our mind. and we have the knowledge to nevuah of Ani Hashem, Osa Chesed Mishpat Sakabaris, Kibela Chafatzi. So, but at the same time, insofar as we're concerned, it's doom. Insofar as we're concerned, it's doom. So it's really a double, it's like two people almost. It's a double way of looking at it. I mean, that's really the what kinus is. That's what kinus is. That's why I believe that that is the pusuk, which is the takeoff, and which, like the Rav said, is matir the kinos. Because that kinus is based on that concept of that pusuk. That there's a duality of our vision here. There's the vision of our own minds, and at the same time, which we have to go by, and we have to recognize, and you can't avoid, and we have to see it. And just to talk it away is to talk away reality. But at the same time, we know there's another underlying deeper reality which our mind perceives in a completely different manner, but nevertheless knows that it exists. It's a different part of us, different part of us. That's really the... there's a duality in our nature that we recognize, that there's a part which has to use our intelligence, and we could say all the kinnis, I mean, how is it possible what happened? It's beyond belief, beyond belief. Eicha, eicha, it's beyond belief. Eicha, hoya Hashem, ke'oyev bila Yisrael. Impossible, can't be such a thing, not possible. What happened to the Bris Avos? What happened to everything? All the kinnis. But so we have to go with the way our mind sees it, but at the same time there is a different kind of knowledge that Ani Hashem Osa Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Baretz Kibeilu Chafatzni Nam Hashem. It's two different systems that we live with, two different systems, but we live with both systems. That's why that pasuk is really the pasuk is the takeoff, because the pasuk is impossible to interpret in a literal way that we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah. That's impossible. That means that you'd have to have the Chachma of Hashem, which like the Rambam says is virtually impossible for a human being. It's impossible. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have the Chachma. Yes.
We change the trust in the Haftarah at the end there. Yes. Reflect the dual attitudes.
Yeah, what do we change it?
The very end of the
Haftarah,
the last
pasuk.
That pasuk we do
with
an old Haftarah
shot. Okay, yes.
It reflects it as two different attitudes. Like, there's two mindsets which we have to take on.
That's good. That's very good. You know? That's very good. Yeah, where's Balkari? Moshe? You're here?
Still.
So, where do you change it? Where do you change the shot?
The second to last pasuk.
Kol Hashem?
Yeah.
Kol Hashem al Yisrael Chochma Chochmasa. That's where it changes. You're right. That's very good. That's very good. That's very good.
That's exactly the point.
That's the point. The duality. That's the point. And that's why you have both drops there. That's very good. That's good. You see that Menig Yisrael is not based on nothing. Yeah.
So what you're saying before is that we're not for the limitation of man's ability to perceive the Chesed Hashem. It really wouldn't be an idea of Tisha B'Av, because really, ultimately, there is Chesed Hashem, and
right.
We know that all isn't lost.
That's right, that's right.
But because of our own lack of ability, we have to respond in a way that we have Tisha B'Av.
That's right. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is look at it with your own eyes.
So even though really we can recognize that it was a tragedy,
that's right.
The fact that we know that ultimately Chesed Hashem was something good is going to come out of it, I guess,
right.
So to speak.
Well, the Chesed, right? That God really is all Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah, also Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah. So, even though we can't see it, we know through Nevuah that it somehow exists. It somehow exists. Tzadikai Hashem b'chol derachov v'chosher b'chol ma'asov. All these things, these tragedies. How do you explain it? We don't really. We can't explain it. We can't explain it. But that doesn't mean there's no explanation. Doesn't mean there's no. There is an explanation. There is an explanation, and that explanation requires a knowledge beyond ours. So we live in two worlds. But the thing is, though, that the interesting thing is that in Klal Yisrael we don't see Goyim do the opposite. What they do is this: everything's fine, everything's always fine. See, we don't say that. Everything isn't always fine.
We recognize
what.
Some Jews say that too.
Right, but it's not the ones that are saying kinnis. So in the kinnis, you see, things aren't fine. Things aren't fine. Things are terrible. Horrible. Beyond belief. Beyond belief. But at the same time, we know that man is a created intellect, and he has limitations, and really, Tzadikat Hashem b'chol derecha v'chosa b'chol ma'asov, and we can't see it. But we know that that's true, and at the same time, we don't just say that's true and just deny everything that's going on around us and say everything's wonderful. That is not the that's not the correct derech chaim of Yehadus. That's the amazing thing in the kinnis. The kinnis go down to the ground, all the way. It's horrible as it could get.
But in Eicha, you don't have
that. What?
In Eicha, there's places where he doesn't give up completely.
Yeah, of course. Because, but, that's correct. That's correct. That's the duality. That's the duality. That's the other side. That's it. That's what he says. That's where he brings in that those ideas. Because I know that. How do I know that? Tov dom, what do you say? Tov v'dumam l'shuas Hashem. Tov v'yachol dumam l'shuas Hashem. It means dumam, means silently. You don't know. You have no knowledge. You're completely devoid of knowledge. But Nevuah tells us this is Yeshua Hashem. Nevuah tells us.
They say by Tisha, eventually it's going to be.
Yom Sasan Simcha.
So that's what you mean. So
the Yom Tov.
When we recognize the Chesed Hashem, eventually, then we no longer have the Tisha B'Av.
That's correct.
Even though
that's correct. That's correct.
You also said that even the cry itself. I think it was last year you mentioned that the cry itself. If you really had complete despair and there was no way out, then you wouldn't cry. That's it. It's over.
Right.
But the cry itself is because even that, in that state of mind, in that part, that half of the duality, there still is the fact that you're not being complete despair. Otherwise, the cry wouldn't make sense at all.
That's correct, but it comes from a different source. There are two sources here. One source is the human mind, and the other source is the idea from Navor. We live with both sources. And you really can't bring the two together. Can't bring the two together. Because the two don't go together. Two different things. But you express both. Express both. That's really the idea. It's a very profound concept, the kinnis. Very profound concept.
Even in the first kinnis,
it says... Shavas?
Yeah. It says, any God causes destruction and regretted. Summoned Israel cry, saying, over these things I weep. So that there is duality endorsed by God's Baruch. Because he summoned Israel to cry. Yet,
What are you reading?
It's the first Kina, the second...
163 and I am.
The end of the second one, I'm not sure.
My eye? Any Molos?
Also. That's the next
one. Also Venicham. Vayikra l'vchiyah. Vayikra v'gam elo ani v'chiyah.
Yeah. He summoned Israel to cry.
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting kina. Now I don't know, maybe Shchiyu Moos Hasimuni. I mean, Hasimuni be'edrei chaverai. That's Shchiyu Moos Hasimuni be'edrei chaverai. So what does that mean? It means that you made me schi umos. I think Rashi says schi is like spittle. Doesn't he say Rashi schi? I don't know. I don't have it from here. Mos, disgusting. How do they translate here?
Refuse.
Filth and refuse. Hesimuni be'edrei chaverai. I mean, that just happens to be an interesting thing. It means that Klal Yisrael, and it's very true. That Klal, you see. When a nation's out of the picture, they're out of the picture. They tried to be successful. They weren't successful. So that's it, they're out of the picture. But just like in any competitive situation, we have competition. So you have a person competes. Let's say a person competes in sports. He doesn't make it, so he's out, that's it. But he's not a schi umos. He's not a schi umos. See, it's an interesting thing. What it is, Schi Umos means that they are derided and become despicable, which is a truism about Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael, when they're successful, So then they get tremendous praise. They get kavod. But when they fail, they become despicable. It's an amazing phenomenon. Instead, it's an unbelievable thing in the world. And that's the way it is. That's why Eretz Yisrael, I mean, is so important for us. One of the reasons, one of the aspects, is that if we fail over there, then chalilah, I mean, then every Jew is going to be schiomos. Say schiomos. Because that's the way it is. That's the way it is among the nations. It's an amazing thing that you would think that they hate the Jews, so when a Jew fails, so they should be happy. So leave them alone. They won. Not true. Then they first oppress the Jew, and they become worse, and act more vilely towards the Jew. It's not like the Jew is just out of the picture. He can't be out of the picture. He can't be. He lost. That's it. Good. Forget it. We were happy. Lost. That's it. But on the becomes an object of despisement, of abuse. It's an interesting phenomenon. Yeah, why is it? It is true. It is true. It's a strange thing. We can't walk out of the picture. We can't just, okay, you want us to lose? We lost. Okay. So that's just leave us alone. No, that's not true. On the contrary, then you'll first be derided and degraded and prosecuted and persecuted because of the fact that you become despised. You become despised in the eyes of the nation. Why is that so? It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. Then they first come after you. It's worse. You think that they'd be happy now. Now you lost, so you're down. No, schiumos. I mean, they don't leave you alone. See? I think it's also v'demasa alechia. Bacho sifke balayla v'demasa alechia. So bacho sifke balayla is to cry. But what's v'demasa alechia? V'demasa alechia means the dema is on the face. It means you always walk around with it, and people look down at you and mock you. You see? They mock you, ridicule you. I mean, that's you say it in Tachanun. What do you say in Tachanun? No, in Tachanun we say where they ridicule the Klal Yisrael. What? No. There's a.
You have
it
in the end there, right?
Lag vakelis. Lag vakelis. Lamako lacharpa. Lag vakelis. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. They mocked us, the lapsum. Yeah. Ani manginasam. Yeah, that's right. I'm their music. There's many psukim like that. It's a big theme. What is it live? The live vocal expresses very nicely. Live vocalis. You know, live vocalis by guy. That's the theme. This is right. I mentioned many times in Eichel Tov. How they enjoyed it. Okay, so you're out of the picture. I should be happy and leave you alone. But no, on the contrary, it's a greater danger. We're in greater danger if we don't succeed in Eretz Yisrael than if we do. I mean, of course, in the immediate confrontation, that's obvious, but I mean even Jews living elsewhere. The anti-Semitism will be much greater if Cholila we're not successful. I mean, that's really what it is. That's the schiumos. Why is that so? It's an interesting thing. But it shows you something. It shows you that there's always the recognition of the Jew having a certain ability to actualize himself. He's never out. So the threat is constant, and he must constantly be put down. See, when he's up, though, there's a certain respect. They can't deny it. But the nation that gave the world the greatest chachamim, even in science and derech hachayim and the main ideas of religion. I mean, even goyim after mother, they distorted it. But what's the source? So there's a sense of that danger there, that there's something here, there's something very strange here. That's not in the realm of the normal. These people, you don't just talk them off. I mean, that's it. Talk them away. They're out of it. They're out of the picture. Not out of the picture. Now, when they're down, we must be vigilant and take advantage in schiu mos lag vakelas. That's what the Python is saying. The Python's picking it up. I mean, it's an echo, but the Python is. Yeah.
Said if he's from the Jews,
and is there the mashon nachot?
If they're up. And then the next parak when he's things are turning around, so the zerish and the whole household says to him, I don't know exactly.
In mizaruhim, shechuhim. Yeah, but that's something else. That
down,
doesn't. He doesn't say when they're down. He doesn't say when they're down. That's chazal. It's medrash. I think a medrash on the pasuk. Yeah. But the schiumos is the reaction. That's the reaction. Schiumos. That's what the Python is picking up on. Well, it's an interesting thing. I mean, that's why. I mean, Klal Yisrael there is a sense that there is some metaphysical reality to Klal Yisrael. That's really what it is. There's a sense that there's some strange metaphysical reality here, and that's why when they're down, they jump on them. And it's an amazing thing. They jump on them. They jump on anyone. Even the ones that have nothing to do with religion, does not make any difference. It's an unbelievable thing. And the hatred is so great that the association, guilt by association. I mean, that's the way it works.
Is that an attempt at denying that reality? Or is it trying to show that that really is nothing? See, that this is not successful. Your approach or your system is not successful. Is that what it is? And they don't want to accept the fact that it really is the case.
It evokes it. I mean, you mean what's the logic of it? You know, you got to be careful when you try to put logic to emotions. I mean, it's a difficult task. I mean, because people don't usually do things logically when they're caught up in an emotional sphere. Like you say, like if a person's very worried, so you say, well, what's the sense of worrying? But
that's the
so you got to look for the reaction. You know, I mean, the reaction is a reaction of hatred and hostility, and it's a hostility which is there because it's not over. It's not over. You see, it's never over. That's the problem. That's the problem. It's never over. That's why. I mean, why do you think they call it the final solution? The final solution. That was exactly what the term means. I mean, the final solution means that it's never over with these people. It's never over. It's going on for centuries and centuries. That's what it actually meant. So in their philosophy, their distorted philosophy, I mean, they said now we can do it. See, now we can do it. It will be over. The final solution. I mean, that's what it is. So they sense that there is no way to resolve this because it never ends. You see, that's schiumos. So
it's interesting, though. After the Holocaust, it didn't get worse. They got Israel.
That's true. That's true. But that's something else. You don't make a mistake about that. See, that wasn't. There is guilt in the Umos Olam, and the guilt caused them to help Israel establish itself. That is true. Even Russia, I mean, a big Sony Israel, they voted them in. But that's when you're acting out of guilt is a temporary state. That's a very temporary, that's a reaction. That's just a reaction. Once that wears away, the hatred comes right back. It wasn't a removal of the hatred. It was not a removal of hatred. It was an influx of guilt. And once the guilt goes away, that's it. Then they go back to the same Sinai Israel. I mean, that's the way it works.
The guilt was
because one thing.
Killed too many people.
The guilt was because of what they did. I mean, because of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was too much.
You, I mean, you see that nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, you see that people want to deny that it happened.
Germany,
why do they want to deny it happened?
One that you can't, does not have the punishment.
There's no capital punishment?
Germany.
Right. Because they're such fine people. Yeah, that's Chiyumos. That's Chiyumos. Just give me one second. I have one thing more to say on this. See, that's one aspect of the Schiel Moss. That's the aspect of Schiel Moss from their side. But from our side, there's also the concept of Schiel Moss. What's the concept of Schiel Moss? The concept of Schiel Moss is, what's the abuse? What is the abuse, though, really? What's the substance of the abuse? And why is it so hard for us to tolerate? Because the abuse is that we had the mitzvos, and we had the Torah, and we had the Mikdash, and we claimed that this is the system that works, and it failed. So that's the abuse. When you have, when Klal Yisrael had the system, and when they had the system, they went around and they lauded the system. They praised the system. And they said, this is the system for the world. And this is a system which brings a person happiness and gives a person the best possible life. So when you have the system and then that system fails, that is chiyumos. That's the greatest abuse. So the abuse, it's a double thing. One is on the part of the goyim, that they can't give up their hatred no matter what, and we can't be out of the picture. But then for us, the abuse is, they had the Mikdash. V'shavarti es ga'on uschem. So you had the Mikdash. What happened to it? Where is it? Where is all this stuff? The Torah, the mitzvahs. You're telling us that this is really the Derech Hashem. This is the way of life. Where? What happened to it? It's gone, destroyed. Abuse. The abuse is because of the fact that the failure is the greatest abuse, that the people who had the pride of the Torah, and there's nothing wrong with people having a person should have pride in Torah. So the Chachmei Yisrael, and the Klal Yisrael that appreciated Torah and said this is the Derech HaChayim and this is the way for a person to have happiness, and the destruction of the whole system, and you're the people that praise the system. Though that's the highest abuse possible for a human being. That's the Schiemos. So there's a double aspect of the Schiemos. One is from their side, one is from our side.
What do you mean from our side? That we take the abuse or that we have self-abuse?
That we experience the abuse.
Yeah,
from them. As what?
The context is Hesimuni. This child is our ourselves.
Hesimuni, right.
But you're saying that us relative to ourselves in terms of...
That's Hesimuni is... They made us.
Right.
And we experienced it. It's not just, because otherwise, what do I care? Okay, so it's true. It shows, because if you say they're killing us, so obviously, we can't tolerate it. But Schiel Moss is an abuse, right? So an abuse, they don't care about it, so don't listen to it. Can you lie with Kelos Bagayim? So what do we care? So why does it bother us? But the answer is, because there is a truth there. The truth is that we had the system of Torah, which is the whole Derech Chaim, and we went around saying, this is it. And now we face the fact that we failed completely, and the whole thing looks like a sheker, looks like a lie, it looks like a whole, we're involved in something which was a complete nothing. So we're fools. Chotim, fools, whatever, any way you get out of it, it's defeat, total defeat. We have to face defeat. Face the ultimate defeat. That's Chiyum Olos. So today we face defeat. We're defeated before the nations. That's really what it means. That's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the fact that we are defeated before the nations. And we're in a state of defeat. Yes?
In ninth kino, it's along those lines, it has like all the brachos.
Right. Right.
Yes, where
do you see that?
Bila Shoftai.
That's correct. And I see Lama Saruva Lai Kulchem, Chaskulai Devrechem, Mietchem Hoises Oslochem. So on the one hand it's Mietchem Hoises Oslochem, but on the other hand, Bila Shoftai Bemoetzos Ifsom. Goda, this is from Beis. Dorach kashto v'chilo b'cheretz. Dorach kashto koyev. You're right. Vayachmos pinas zonach. It's all from Echa. You're right. Your point was that what? That the...
this seems to be the idea that we had the system, all these brachos we should be having. And here it is, instead of the brachos, we have all these songs.
Yeah, but it's interesting. You see, he says God did it. Right? It's an interesting thing. See, that's another interesting point, was it says that God did it. So, I mean, that really adds to the tzchiyumos. Why? Because if it's clear to the human mind that you failed, okay, so it's not so bad. I tried, I failed. But if God did it, Dorach Kashto Ka'oyev, Bila Yisroel, so then your whole thing is gone. Your God that you had faith in, that gave you the system, he turned against you. The whole thing doesn't work, you see. So the fact that we perceive, in other words, in terms of human perception, it's a total failure. A total failure, not an explainable failure. It's an absolute failure. The one you had faith in, the one that you said is your salvation and is the source of all the good and Torah and the system and the Derech Chayim, he turned against you. So that's it. Now there's nothing that the person can say. I mean, it's like just had the wrong system. Had the wrong system. That's the height of Shechiyu Malos. That's the height of Shechiyu Malos.
But don't you have to take into account the fact that you're acting like Rishayim? I mean, but how can you say that?
That's correct. But all the kinnis show that the onish is not explainable. The severity of the onish is not explainable in human terms. So isn't that the end of the last line in Echa? Kiyim. Yeah, Kasaf Men Admod. Kiyim Maos Mastano, Kasaf Men Admod. So it means it's too much. It means too much. Ki Luxo Meisar Hashem Keflaim Bechocha Tosel. Right? So that is bad. That is bad. It means the human mind sees it as not just. Ki Nashem Osa Mishper Chesed Zagabaretz, but it does not appear. The Navi says, Ki Luxo Meisar Hashem Keflaim Bechocha Tosel. So it's not just. So the one that you have faith in is turning against you. So your whole system is wrong. That's the height of Shechiyu Malos. So the Shechiyu Malos really is more than just the ordinary abuse. It's a really an abuse that you can't explain. I mean, where is God? That's what they say. Where's your God? Where what happened? Where is it? So you see your whole faith and all your ideas are all lying in the ground, all fall to the ground. I mean, that's the greatest type of abuse. If you say, okay, God is just and we failed, we could show that we failed, okay. But that's not the way it appears. Yeah, it appears we weren't good, we were chotim, but it appears that God turned against us. That is the most horrible. That's the most horrible abuse that a person could take. As you put faith in God and he turned against you, so you don't know what you're doing. Your whole system is all crazy. Where's your God? Nothing works.
So what's the point of the onesh being so severe?
That we can't explain. And that's what we can't explain.
What was the question?
What's the point of the onesh being so severe? I mean, that's why you can't explain the Holocaust. Can't explain it. See, that's why it's dangerous to try to explain it. Because even if you would find a chait, a most serious chait, but the onesh would not be commensurate. The onesh would not be commensurate. So that's why you can't go there. You see. You're mechuyev to find chatoim, but you can't justify it. You're mechuyev to be chokev a darsh and find why it happened. because that's a mitzvah midrashah, al tzara tzarashem, and the tshuva. But you cannot justify it.
Why
is justify it as wrong. Then that's against kinis.
Why is the punishment too much?
Why it's too much?
Yeah.
For the human mind, it's too much.
I'm saying,
I can't
completely wipe
too much
out.
Insofar as all the other nations,
we're still
much better than all the other nations. So
we're still
around.
We're still around, but we're around. So radnu b'msei ma'at.
It could be worse, right?
And kotzim kesuchim. Yeah, just because it could be worse doesn't mean it's good.
No, I understand that, but you know,
it could be worse than anything.
In the Midbar, God was ready to wipe out the entire Bnei Israel and start out with Moshe.
That's correct.
So, you know.
That's correct.
Moshe's Taina was, what's going to happen? You're going to do this thing, and then Mitzrayim's going to say you weren't powerful enough to bring people into the land. So it'll be a reflection on you. That's
right.
Exactly what's happening now.
Right.
Where's your God?
Right. That's
Isn't
right.
The same?
That's right. Ayel kecha, ayel kecha. Isn't that what he said? The tulum, ayel kecha.
Right. So, in other words, so the same.
That's ayel kecha. Why? I can't explain that. Why? What? Excuse me.
The Taina that protected us in the Midbar didn't protect us here.
Right. Okay. I want to say a little more kinnis. Yes.
Going back to the Haftarah, just to understand the point of how did the last 2 seconds fit into the rest of the Haftarah?
We didn't do that? How did the last 2 seconds fit in?
How they were triggers, how they were affecting each other.
Oh, so the last 2 seconds fit in very well. That through Torah, you know God, insofar as it's possible for man. And then you know, Ani Hashem Osa Chesed Mishpat Zdaka Baretz. So then you have a love of Chesed Mishpat Zdaka. So you can't use your chaver for your own trickery. Okay, because ultimately it's Avas Hashem. Torah raises you to a higher level, and ultimately it's Avas Hashem. And Avas Hashem. And Avas Hashem is Mawafato, and is Ani Hashem Osa Mishpachas Tavars. Okay, so.
Perak Bey's Hesvav, Hesayin, and Nitzayin has all those names together.
Perak Bey's?
Yeah.
Tesvav? Yeah, Safkulach, Kapayim, Kolover, there. Sharku! Right. Bayani Rosh, Mabashir, Mazosi, Shem, Eklis, Yof, Masos, Chol, Arts. Potsulach, Pim, Kolover, Sharku, Vayach, Kushain, Amru, Bilono. Yeah, shark was a whistle, right? They whistle. Ach ze ayom shekivinu matzon orinu.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Shark.
God himself doing
it.
Haras v'lo chamo. Haras v'lo chamo. Esamach lo'echa. I can be lo chamol. Is there kill Hashem? Hashem kavracham achanam. Vayesamach alaycha yev. Vayesamach alaycha yev. Harim kerenzer. Yeah, that's what it is. That's the uniqueness of the kinnis. That's the uniqueness of the kinnis. That's what's special about the kinnis. That idea. But it really is what Mendy mentioned to me is right. For the Rav said that what you mentioned this morning fits in very well. How the haftarah really is the takeoff of the kinnis. Yeah, okay. All right, so we want to do a little more kinnis? Got to do a little kinnis also. I worked with a Kanyam Yo, Yoshio, right?
182.
Kilamon Nechatas, Sesiras, Mezuzos, Chazanam, No, Anomim, Luchuma, Lavzos, Lo, Ezef, Panavazot, Suru, Yidu, Alvo, Shiyo, Emanu, Suru, Mati, Sod, Nishiyo, Tanegar, Vagare, Los, Lord, Aiden, who was a main of a Gavio Nohatsim, Chaitza, Chaitz, Mono, Lohatsim, Zadubas, and Mugamator, Lohatsim, Lohitsim, Vizgo, Shashmir, Chitsim, Kalam, Dorabazo, Mosafi, If some people said, God, I know, he came on his love, Kin is on the top of the world. Tom, Kasim, I love him, I love him, I kind of love Kaleha, you are. Cause me, you wish to, so much, not as me, you know, so I guess you got him a holidays, a mosila, you shot even a sat, even a touch. What is this keen over here? That's the keen of what? That's the keen of. It's one of the echas, right? One of the echas. Yeah, yeah, I forget. Hey, how's it go? Just saying, Kani Yamiel Yoshio was. Kani Yamiel Yoshio was. Just a second.
Fourth
Beret, right? Fourth Beret, that's it. Rashi, Rashi, you got it, Rashi? Fourth Beret, it's one of the perfect
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an Echa, it's Echa.
What do you mean?
It means the fourth Beret was him, was for him. Yeah, fourth Beret was for him. So what was the story there? Because... Yeah, Rashi, of course Rashi. Rashi was for Yoshio. Yeah, so what was this chait? He didn't listen to Yoshio Novi, right? One time went through that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yemio was or Yoshio?
Yemio.
He didn't listen to Yemio? Oh, because Yemio, because he said, V'cherv lo sava batzchem. Afilu cherv shal shalom. But, and he thought that he had removed the Avodah Zarah. Yeah.
They're still practicing in secret.
And they're still practicing in secret. So what's the idea? He thought it was gone, so he made a mistake. That's right. So where does it mention him in the fourth prayer? It mentions him that he's mentioned there. He's mentioned. Ruach HaPein Mashiach Hashem, isn't it? Luka Bishkisosan, isn't that possible?
Yeah,
where? Yeah, that's him. Yeah, Ruach HaPein Mashiach Hashem, Luka Bishkisosan. Asher Amarnu Betzilo Nechiv Agayim. That's Yoshua. Yeah. So what was the nature of the chait? Nature of the chait. See, there was an excitement to bring Klal Yisrael to the highest level, to a certain level, and he was very excited about it. So he because of that desire that Klal Yisrael should be on that level that the Pasuk talks about, the level of bracha. So he failed to to be cautious enough in his investigation to make sure that the Avodah Zarah is totally uprooted. He had a desire to reach that level. That was his emotion. That was the emotion. The emotion was a good emotion, but nevertheless, it led to his terrible, tragic death because of the desire that to bring Klal Yisrael to that level and to achieve that level, to think the level is achieved. That's a certain emotion. So that emotional desire causes downfall. I don't know. We explained that way last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. You want to go further? What page are we on?
How's that fit in with the theme of Kinos, though?
How that fits in with the theme of Kinos?
It seems like just a particular story. And, yeah.
What's the disruption?
Yeah, but the story doesn't seem to be the different aspects of our suffering, or it just seems to be a story of, you know, why we, you know, how we fell in a particular instance.
I mean, why his falling is one of the echos. Why is his falling? What is that?
It's called
coming
on
the phone from Israel. That's something wrong. I can't hear me. Yeah, go ahead. He was overlying on the Eshkach. Eshkach is going to work. Yeah. Right.
Similar mistake. I mean, it's the opposite kind of mistake.
That's right. Right. No, you're right.
Isn't this another instance, though, where you see the tragedy is commensurate with the faith?
The tragedy is not commensurate with the chait. That's a good point. I mean, that's why it says Shlosh Meir Chitzim, and the way it was killed. It was killed so in a horrible death. It was a horrible death. I mean, that's a good point. But I think also it shows the difficulty of the system. In other words, difficulty to be in line with the system. Like on the one hand, the system is very difficult to keep. That's true. And you fail that way. But on the other hand, the zeal for the system can equally destroy you. You see, the zeal for the system can equally destroy you. It demands complete chachma, complete rationality. And that's why, it's so difficult. Because there's no, the things that are satisfying to the emotions, which feel good, are no good. So even the good things, the seemingly good things, are complete destruction. And you see the way it was destroyed, like wiped out. So before God, the only thing that exists is the absolute emes. And any deviation, one way or the other, is total destruction. I mean, that was what Yirmiyahu told the people. He says, "He says, give up, and you'll save the city." But they said, "No, we're not. Hashem is with us. We're going to fight, and we're not going to give up." And that's why the city was destroyed. Yeah.
Like the Mapilim, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's so. It's so almost impossible.
So why is that part again?
I guess it's part of kinnus in the fact that it shows the kinnus has to also show the dangers of the Chorban. I mean, what would cause the Chorban? So this kind of thing, it's a different dimension to what brings about the cause of the Chorban. It's a different dimension. And kinnus is about the Chorban. I mean, kindness really is not simply for what happened. It's for what's happening. Because what a Chazal say, famous Chazal, Kol Dorsha, Eina Mikdash Nivna B'Yamav, Kilu Nechrav B'Yamav. So the kindness is an ongoing process. I mean, our learning of kindness is not for the past, it's for the present. So it's showing you a different dimension as to why the Churban HaBayis. How easily a person can do something with good intentions and be Macher of the Olam.
When Yosh went to didn't listen to Yirmiyahu and went to Chulda, right?
Right, yeah.
So that was the Chilul Hashem?
I don't remember the story right now. I mean, he went Chulda, what Chulda did
he
tell him?
Yirmiyahu sent word that the plan passed.
To what?
To let Paro
through Chulda Nevi'ah.
No. Yirmiyahu said, "Let them go through."
Let them go through, right? Because he's not in the level.
He didn't want to accept that, so he went to Chulda.
And what did Chulda say?
I'm not sure what Chulda
said. I don't remember. I have to take a look. She was in Nevi'ah. I mean, she was. I don't remember now. I have to look.
But he went to her because he thought that he would get a better answer.
Oh, I see.
Different answer.
Better answer.
Mm-hmm. I don't have the Chazal in front of me.
Anybody know what Chulda is?
I have to go to the Medrash. You have the Medrash there? What? Different question. Okay, go.
At the end of this keynote, it says for 22 years, God suspended all construction of the temple because they eulogized.
Where are you reading?
186. Tell about the Esther. In the paragraph, Tom.
Right, Meharos Shasos. Kisoflo Echa Besser Mishtaim Osios. So what do you want to know? And because they were maspirim like that. So because they were maspirim, so God suspended the Churban HaBayis for 22 years. I mean, why that should be so? What's the cause and effect? What?
Seems like a chesed.
I mean, why? Why the husband? I mean, why the fact that they were maspidim? And it shows there's some special quality in his hespidim. And some special quality in being maspidim. Because he was really a tzaddik. Because he was really a tzaddik. What? They recognized the loss of Yoshio. Because he was really a tzaddik. He's one of the biggest tzaddikim, it says. Navi says, right? What?
Come
on. He must have been good. The pasuk says, She'ahav Hashem b'chol levav v'chol nafsho, like it says, in Krishna. Yeah, Malachim Beit, yeah. It's a good question. It's an interesting thing. The Umaspidim gave him a tremendous hesped. So the question is, but he really made a bad mistake. So why should you be Maspidim like that?
You accepted the Gzira right before he Sadiku Hashem.
Sadiku Hashem Kifil Marisi. Sadiku Hashem Kifil Marisi. That was Sadiku Hashem Kifil Marisi. Yeah, that's an Echa. Right at the end, right? Yeah, Sadiku Hashem Kifil Marisi. That was him.
Yeah, the Kina. The Kina has that, yeah.
The Kina has that. So they recognized that he was really a tzaddik, and even though he did a chait, which caused destruction, but since he was chos b'tshuva, didn't take away from his tzitkis. And that was their greatness. That was the greatness of the hesped. That was the greatness of the hesped. Because ordinarily a person looks to be maspid, a perfect human being, somebody they consider to be perfect. You see. But here, it's not so. They recognize he caused a terrible thing. But nevertheless, they maspid him because of his perfection. He was a chote. That's it. Ein tzaddik b'aretz. So because they were so to speak, they saw him through the eyes of Rachmanas. Not pity, but like genuine Rachmanis, not Midas Adin. In other words, Midas Arachman. So the Hesped was really a Hesped that was based on Midas Arachman. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu implemented the Midas Arachman and postponed the destruction of the Midas for 22 years. Because the Hesped was Midas Arachman.
Because of the Mirmah.
What?
That counted the Mirmah that you spoke about earlier.
What do you mean?
That was the first thing that talked about why Hashem brought it about. Because the people deceitful. So here they were actually the opposite. They were
Right. In other words, the Hesped was Midas Rahman. Because they could have been angry at him. Say, look, he was foolish. You should have listened to the Navi. And what did he accomplish?
They had to do it also. They were trying to avoid what he was maybe on.
That's correct. They recognized that what he did was wrong. That's correct. All right, so where are we up to? Where are we up to, Rabbi Sam?
We're in the middle of
that keynote. Okay, what page is that? I lost my place here. Are they coming here? Okay. All right, so let's figure out how we're going to, what are we going to do? How's the Elvon? Okay. You had enough ready? let's read a little more. Let me tell you what you want to do. Aiko. You can't skip Aiko. Yud-Gimel. Yud-Gimel. 192.
192.
Acom across level of the fetch, they not a bull or some of the Loma Limes and Artemis, Aco Gosh Kisson, Nel Hotko, Pitabis, Ego, the good, the Mimishua, Sukayo Marco. Acres of our Michigan and all, but God is real. Whatever got a shake cut off, we should have gone over there. Ein hat er gesagt, dann weiß wie du da so gut so war bei Kerm und da ich auch Chris. Bekam mag er das all auf sich so so Some Then the Teswaf, 210. Eichosh Pasu Pasu Gavam. Urodi.
Teswaf.
Eichosh Pasu Pasu Gavam. Urodi. Fosu Vaver. Eichosav on Horchag. Vuchusam. Pi mi pelelag. Eichot Samosh Boch. Hochel Nelezon Amshvah. Bachasifka beis kochasui uchaziyarachiyesu Bila baisalamazka vabachalika vabalaveyaka vabalikudvidavashkivayani minitavashu Nachalaseinu kiduchu kivyad lochem nam lochasulachim Gam gavar lai pochi venaki sosam haraki gada dai tam Dora dova Dova dolki vena zadani mrišta Vala Make a little sure.
What?
Should I stomp over here? Can't stop in the middle of this one. It's a big one. I skip to your Zion. Thank you. Okay, boss. Okay, Yud Zayin. And Tachalana Yud Zayin. We'll do Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, and Yud Tes. Okay. And Tachalana Shem Pirim Olay Tepuchan. It's page 232. Empty path, and a fortress with the corner of my head, and it was to see him all Tishkavna ben Shvatoyim, and as the image of all the way, there's a lot of people who are going to be in the way. Masha Gram, Odin, Vesha, Salam, Odin, and the Hanna Shambhavi, Mashmeim, Yogaim, Vigashan, and I came in a veil, oh, Mashmeim. Viato Marta Yutres 236. What am I doing? Chilish Machoshvatalem Zamo, Hatta Raman Dubonim, Lanaka, you saw many Catherine, we have go, even a Mahosh, we all are to go, even a Hunahim, we go, yet it's a taste, or Shishmishman. Love you, Gashama Moon, and Lamigas more, my Yavma Moon, and Lamzu, Bakuva Money. Atama, Lama, Navarishan, another way, Marmarishan, and the eyes are good. Atasasta, the Tobe, Lama, Lama, Masila. Thank you. خود نزد او شما یاسیانا شایسته سینه که بیوش می ریشم اولان باید اپنم که صفحه ایش خمو دازه تیل های از نخوش ما عرض الفانان 248 زوز بزاخر یزا گمارا خندس زا گلده کارشون زا No, to rośnie na zamek głosu. Radio na gromadzie Co ku wyszli chula klam na głowę góry i Good question. What is Mace Mitzvah? Oh, you're right, Mace Mitzvah, that's right. I mean, he's going to be doing Furah.
I think
it'll
be a Mace
Mitzvah, he's a Nasi. What do you mean? Oh, he's right, Mace Mitzvah.
He was a Nasi,
wasn't he? Who was Nasi? So, can't be Mace Mitzvah. Picked up his head.
Nasi
would
be a Mace
Mitzvah.
What? The whole nation has to bury him.
What?
The whole nation has to bury him.
And he doesn't have to when he's there?
I mean, not if there are other people who could take care of him. Rabbi Shmuel
wasn't burying him either.
He was killed then. They were killed on the spot over there. Depends on the situation. Mace Mitzvah depends on anybody being Mace Mitzvah. It's a good question, it's a good question. I have to learn the law. Alright. Oz Baloch Yemiya Al Kiveyavos, Chavav. 278. I mean, that's also it shows you can't know much about Hashem. I mean, the Az Elvana. I mean, that's clear. Hey, maybe go to the soul. Toloros, Bavorazoros, Yasulos, Bavorazoros, 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 Maru v'yirmi yavetimu aramari yo nilesi nesogo yo v'l'minishi yavetavori gazachar yo sachim. Shuvus min ochaschem, alei amalei komashaloseichem, shilachti bovel lemanchem, hineni mishovev golos b'neichem. Okay, hold on, hold on. Yom Achbi, 320, Lamedalad. Yom Achbi, Yichbar Adiv Yechuloni. Ukam Damanov, Yishchai, Yavaz, Yavaziya, Yavaz, Yuri, Anton, Yavani, Yoh, Yerov, Zohad, Yom, Rav, Dabachim. Hol, Megiz, Dam, Watsa, Dam, Rav, Yishchai, Yishchai, Bavo, Zarkon, Yimazov, Chmayanuk, Yizehu, Dam, Korban, Azvachim, Vainasa, Vedam, Parim, Vedam, Eil, Vedam, Eichim. Adei nosos, v'datan l'glashamayim, v'yam ha'in day b'vnos yushalayim, ha'cholot osu l'sheris ha'shiv, yav yer v'asyudot, ani yovinu. Yer v'asyudot, ani yovinu. Lamed Vav, 328, seeing Allah Sicily.
What was the point of that? The fact that his blood was boiling, and what's the point of that story?
I mean, to show that they try to cover up the Avera.
Right.
What did he do? He did nothing. It's in the.
Try to stop them from bringing the Avodah Zarah into the Mikdash.
Right. So they killed him in the Mikdash. You mean, Mikdash Hashem Kohen Venavi?
Right.
Yeah. And his whole story didn't get in, the whole story. The story of they kept killing and killing. Avraham Soloveitchman, I spoke about that. Yeah. Avraham Soloveitchman, he had a nice piece on it. I don't remember right now.
That
the blood kept boiling. I know. I mean, that's the learning. That's learning Gemara. I mean, I don't want to give this official.
I wanted to say once.
That what?
We were left to the distorted judgments of the Goyim.
Right.
They were judges in such a sick way that they would discontinue killing children just because the blood continues to boil.
I mentioned it. That's good. One time did it. We did it in Gemara, I think, right?
Yeah.
In Gittin. Yeah, I know. All right, seeing a little Sicily. 328. Lama Devala. Lufi goes on to say, I need Mm-hmm. Asia, basically. So it's in hurting. All right, I think we'll do Elitzian already. Yeah. Okay, Elitzian 390. Somebody do Elitzian.
What?
Stanford. Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
Ashrei.
Thank you. switch here then to light it.
Switch here to light it. That's what you make sure it's okay. Yeah, that's enough.
What?
I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll have the share later. Can we sit on chairs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What is your
probably
one
two.
We'll let you know.
It'll be two. 2 o'clock. Two o'clock.
All right.
2 o'clock.
Thank you for that.
What? Whatever they are. I don't know. They don't know yet when they're going to have it. So they need to listen to what? They need to listen to
Eicha. Going to delay for now.
We'll listen to Eicha again. You can listen in. Oh,
Hashivenu Adonai, Elecha ben Hashuva, Harei Shamenu Kekedem, Yihim Amos Miastanu, Batzafta Olenu, Ad Meiron. Hashivenu Adonai, Elecha ben Hashuva, Harei Shamenu Kekedem.
Yeah. Anybody on the phone? 2 o'clock is the shear. Yes.
Are you going to go sit
Phone number later. Okay? Okay?
All right, so, but just want to make sure you're okay. You should go into the room with the air conditioner. And Dad's there too? Okay, good. Okay. Okay.
And he said he had some guys that wanted to hear it, but he must have $20, so I piped it through the net. He's doing it on the phone then, right?
He'll be doing it over here physically.
So I mean, if I pipe it over the net, my house, so I just call in, I can put it to the phone, that'll be fine. Last year was a because we do it yourself.
No, because I can hear you breathing.
No, the mute on. I got a new phone. So was it 646-519-5860 and the number's 4805?
I get a reduction being used or out of contract, post contract.
As a service in general?
I mean, I get service in here. That's a unique thing.
Was it the shell show we had with us?
That's my parents. I can't help.
Isn't it new?
No, I'm not for myself.
I guess you just say it with me. You said this one. I have to call her out. Oh, crap.
Yeah, I guess also okay, so I'll call her to a
Yes. This is Ben. I don't know if your wife ended up calling into the Kinston, but the shear is 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, again, when he, it's okay, it's not a big deal. Well, I'm saying this is just time to not feel well. I don't want to be disruptive. I already booked. What I want to say is 2 o'clock, and I got the two books came in. Two more of the books came in, the one on Spinoza and the one on Big Bang came in. And the other one may come in today. I have to swing by my house and see. Well, we can, if you want, I'm going to take the stuff from here and I'm going to take it to your shul to record and broadcast your shul. I'll go back with you, yes. When you leave. Oh, now you may not come in at all. Okay. Then I may not be able to do it then, because I don't have a means of getting out there and getting back. So, No, I take the train back. That's not the problem. The problem is getting back at a relatively reasonable hour instead of, I got home at 4 o'clock last time, so it was very good. It was 4 in the morning, the following. After I left you, it was very late. After I left you that night on Monday, I got home at 4 o'clock the following morning. I think it would have made sense at that point, right? I thought I could make it, you know, get home at like 2. I'm waiting for your copy of the other one, of the Russell. If the Russell comes in, then I'll give you the new one. If not, I'll give you my copy. You know, we can borrow that one.
The problem is, I got home.
You soon go and pick it up.
It's not a big deal. Okay. I'll bring it here.
Right, you want you going away, you wanted to take it with you. Okay, no, I know that. And I spoke to I know. He's like I said, he just finished the parachute, but it's very exhausting talking and everything. Going through everything. So he pushed it off an hour. Okay. Oh, I gotta stop for this. I recorded a lot of the